This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of conversation. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the DJV experience. Jen Jen under the weather because she's been staying up too late working, as they say, burning the candle at both ends. So she had a local LA party here last night, which she invited me to. I don't even go to those things. But I know that it was went on until 10, 11 o'clock, and that only would have given her 2 hours. She didn't feel well yesterday anyway. So we'll work without her. From the Did You Know, Do You Care, we'll inform you. We got a couple of people in the news, actually, I wanted to talk about. Evan McMullen, do you know him?
Jennifer? The guy from Utah.
Evan McMullen.
Correct?
Yes, you've seen the story of him.
Well, we talked about it a couple days ago.
I don't know that people took a close look at him. Those of you who don't like Hillary Clinton, those of you who don't like Donald Trump, those of you who don't like Gary Johnson, you don't like Jill Stein, this fellow is a very interesting guy. And the point that I don't think we made the other day that I would like to make here, if I can, and I can't because it's my program.
Now, is that necessary input to add?
No,
know.
But I'm being a little facetious because I just feel like now we've had our serious moments. I want to have some fun. But this is, this would be considered serious. If you think that you're throwing away your vote if you give it to somebody that you can't support in good conscience, that is, you're voting for Hillary, you don't really want it. Voting for Trump, you don't really want it. You're voting for any of these people. This, it seems to me, and I don't know that it's this guy, but it certainly is good to think about the options that are there and what's good for you. Tens of millions of Americans are going to vote for president of the United States, even though they know that somebody they oppose is likely to win their state, therefore their vote doesn't matter. That's what I'm faced with. Am I crazy? No, I'm not crazy. I'm doing what the system asks me to do. I'm doing my best, I don't know whether it's patriotic or whatever it is, but I'm going to vote because it's the right thing to do, and I have the privilege to choose whomever I want, in a manner of speaking. In my states, you can write in, but in some states you can't. So, under the circumstances, we've had 228 years of people taking time off from work, people voting in elections. I wish they would vote in some of the more local elections, frankly. We had a primary in my town. Only 7% of the people that were eligible got to the polls. And there were some important races, too, to be decided. I was looking at all of these candidates, and then I think Richie sent me the information. I keep sticking on this Bill Weld thing. If Bill Weld were at the top of the Libertarian ticket instead of in the second position, it would be another matter entirely. So now here comes Evan McMullen. McMullin. He doesn't have a chance of winning, but if you want to understand him, you look at where he comes from. There are some people who say that if this guy, he could win states like Utah, where he's competitive. I never even heard of this guy before, but he's been making the rounds and becoming well known. This is how people sow the seeds of future success. Do you know what I mean? It's just this fellow is a he has a nice way about him. He seems to be intellectually honest. You listen to his answers or you read what people say about him. I guess maybe what I would suggest to you, he hasn't been a governor, he hasn't been a senator. He doesn't have a lot of strong things in his resume. He was in the Middle East to counter, he was a CIA guy. a counterterrorism expert. He ran the policy shop for the House Republican Conference. He just seems to be making it with some people. And so what I would suggest that you do is just Google other candidates. Maybe that's all you have to do. Or you can Google MCMULLIN and see if he doesn't have the kind of politics and policies and things to say that are worth your time. I think this is worth it. I would say, in this circumstance, that he's worth more of your time than the other candidates, because you already know what Trump is all about. You already know what Hillary Clinton is all about. So especially if you're a teacher and you want to teach a perspective on the system and how it works, and, you know, because all of these, there have been a lot of civics and history teachers and social studies teachers who are very frustrated because they don't want to talk about Trump because he's a lech, and they don't want to talk about Hillary because she's just so angry and negative. So who do you talk about? You try to focus in on some of the other people that may have a chance, or even if they don't have a chance, they're interesting, colorful people. And I dare say a lot of people don't know about this fellow. So MCMULLIN. Maybe take a flyer there and check it out and see what he's all about. I'd like to see more women running,
yeah.
Frankly.
Yep.
All right, so now there's another, there are a couple of other, we have, you know, 12 past the hour. I want to tell you about Eric Trenholm. Do you know who Eric, I want you to meet Eric Trenholm. Do you know who Eric, that you can Google his name for sure. He was born with spina bifida. Didn't we have somebody on talking about that yesterday? We had a doctor talking about this.
I think
this
you had
spina,
a doctor talking about in vitro,
morning.
Right, or in utero spina
yes,
bifida.
Yes, an operation that can be done to eliminate this. Well, it's too bad.
Which
this
is really kid, amazing.
Who's now 16 years old. He's been in a wheelchair for 10 years because he's got spina bifida. The reason that he's attracting my attention today is because there was a very sweet story about him in his hometown. He lives in a, you know, sort of a small rural community that is in the, you know, what they call it, the heartland. I love that expression. I think it's a great expression in a manner of speaking. But as usual, when I want to tell a story that I don't have on a piece of, but you, Victoria always is crowing to me about how she's paperless. Right. So when I try to do that, when she guilts me into just using the computer, I focus on a good story, and I've got enough of a background here so I can tell the story. But the computer's frozen, so I can't remember what town. It's a town in Ohio, if I remember correctly. Anyway, the point is,
what was his name again? The first name?
Eric A-R-E-K, Trenholm, T-R-E-N-H-O-L-M. And the reason I'm telling the story is because he and his family were participating in a local patriotic approach to some event that was going on in town. And there were a group of soldiers that went through the town in this parade. And he stood himself up in his wheelchair to salute the people that were in the parade. And I thought that was fabulous. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm now going to throw this computer against the wall. It's 13, actually 14 after the hour with DJV.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
All right, it's, where are we? 17 at the hour. DJV, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. This was Leesburg, Virginia, where this event took place.
Oops,
this year.
Actually, Florida.
Leesburg, Florida. That's it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you. And there is a Leesburg, Ohio. I just remembered.
So that's
not necessarily important to the story, but just a good. There's so much stuff. I find myself. After the debate last night, I was tossing around. I talked to Meredith for a while on the phone afterwards, and then I was tossing around for a while just thinking about whether it really makes a difference. That's where my mind went. Does it make a difference who the president is and what the tone is in the country? And I say yes, and then I see another instance. We're talking about the fellow in New York, the police officer in New York who shot the woman who was mentally ill. And now here's another one. Listen to this. The story, and you can find these all day, every day, and I just kind of feel like I got to get something out of my system, and I can't talk about the life in the full, so I'll grind people up. Because these are the sort of things that good leadership would eliminate, in my opinion. The story of Jessica Jauch, J-A-U-C-H. She's been in a Mississippi jail for 96 days. She hasn't seen a judge. She hasn't gotten a lawyer. She hasn't had a call. She hasn't made bail. She was charged on a felony based, there was a secret recorded video that when prosecutors finally looked at it, they saw that she committed no crime. She got a hearing yesterday and a lawyer. He persuaded prosecutors to watch the video, and that's when the case fell apart. So now she is suing, alleging violations of her rights to bail, legal representation, speedy trial. But a federal judge dismissed her case against the county and the sheriff, ruling that because she had been indicted by a grand jury on the felony drug charge, none of her constitutional or legal rights were violated. So this has been another one of these cases that has gone wild on Twitter and in social media. Because the situation of denying somebody an appearance before a judge, being incarcerated for 96 days, that's 3 months, folks, without any access to anything.
That's longer than all those student-athlete rapists have been sentenced.
Right.
To put it in context.
Yeah. So the American Civil Liberties Union has gone wacko on this, as well they should.
Yeah.
And looking at this sort of thing, this woman was arrested for no good reason. And she sat with the good old boys. These fat, and I can just see it. I have no respect. You know, people say to me sometimes I get carried away, and I do. But why would you have respect for a system that worked that way? If you have a system, then use it. Live by it. Don't play your games. And the only reason that they did it to this woman is because they could. Mm. That was it. She didn't have any money. She had nothing. But she didn't do anything wrong. They just wanted to play with her. 21 after the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You women have heard of Jim Lopez, you've heard the noise they make, but let me reintroduce my new rocket 88.
That's going to change my mood. Admittedly, my mood today has not been good.
No, none of us feel good.
Let's see. Yeah, no, we don't feel good.
We all have election hangovers.
Okay, so let's celebrate a particular type of music with a focus on a fella that really helped create the whole movement of what is now called rhythm and blues. His name, Phil Chess. His label, Chess Records. These people, he and his brother, were absolutely legendary. When I was a disc jockey, I started playing music in 1965 at the age of, what was I, 17 or something. I was just starting college. In the first day that I was on the air, I think I played two records that were on the Chess label. And one of them was this song. This is an old song. Came back to, I think it was early 50s, Rocket 88 by Ike Turner and some guy named Jackie Brinston. I don't remember him.
Turner a singer? I mean, I know he played guitar or bass or something.
But mostly a singer. Married, more well known because he was married to Tina Turner and beat her up all the time. That's where his real claim to fame is. But he started with a group called the Delta Cats. So they put together this. They were the ones responsible for coining the term R&B rhythm and blues, and Chess Records was all about that. This fellow died yesterday at the age of 95 in Chicago. He was in Tucson, but I think he was from Chicago originally. He came from Poland with his brother. The label was started in 1950, and in Chicago, some of the local acts there. He got into business with Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Willie Dixon, Memphis Slim. My God, Memphis Slim. Unbelievable stuff. But you know who the biggest and the best was of all of the people that he discovered and put on his label? Crank it up there, Kara. 1955 and Maybelline. Yes. There it is.
Wow.
I got goosebumps.
Listening to the guy who discovered Chuck Berry. Wow.
And Chuck Berry, we just featured him yesterday. He turned 90 this week.
With a new album coming out.
New album coming out. Yep. Chess Records, and it became Checker, I think, Records later on, although the Chess label survived. He recorded his first classics, Chuck Berry did, Maybelline, then the next hit was Roll Over Beethoven.
I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox on a fuse.
Yep. All on Chess Records. Sweet Little 16 was the next one in that list of big hits.
Roll over Beethoven, tells you God.
How could you not be happy listening to this? You know?
Did you see him dance around?
So good.
By the way, one of the asides, I forgot to tell the story yesterday when we were talking about Chuck Berry. He's never gotten a check from a venue in his life. His requirement is that he gets a suitcase with the cash in it before he goes on stage or he doesn't go on stage.
That is true. Bruce Springsteen was his backing band for a few gigs and talked about that.
Yeah.
Chuck shows up, he gets his money, he said, hey, boys, doesn't do a sound check, and that's it.
Yeah, okay, right
and
on.
And he leaves right off the stage. He's at the venue.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, Bo Diddley was also a big performer. The sound was the same, a lot of it. Listen to this, Bo Diddley's first tunes. Biggest singles for Bo Diddley were on Chess Records. This is one of them. It's the silliest song. Great guitar. If McFadden were here, he'd be digging this. He loves this. They had monaural, one microphone, one track on the tape, and one take, and that was usually it. That
and a live band.
Yeah.
They didn't record
band
so separately
studio.
Like they do now.
Yes,
it's a live band in the studio. Yeah.
No mixing. This
nope.
Was they either had it and they did it or they didn't.
Yeah.
One or the other. So anyway, congratulations to this guy and best wishes in his next life. Phil Chess passing away. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, canine cognitive dysfunction. Years ago, it was called old dog disease, but here are some of the warning signs that you as a good pet guardian should know. If you notice your dog starting to wander aimlessly, or if he appears lost and confused in the yard or house, if he gets stuck in corners or behind furniture, stares into space or walls, has difficulty walking through doors, doesn't recognize familiar people, doesn't respond to verbal cues the way he used to, appears to forget reasons for going outdoors, decreased or altered response to family members, solicits attention less. That's just a partial list. You know, there's a lot of things that could be done. Years ago, you go to the veterinarian, the doctor would say, you know, it's just a matter of the dog aging. It's kind of like doggy Alzheimer's disease. But now there are medications on the market and other things you can do. We find that with human beings, if we keep their brain more active, they're less apt to get cognitive dysfunction. Same thing with your dog. Even the older dog should learn new tricks, take them to new locations. This way you can have a long, healthy, happy life together, and your dog will remember everything you ever taught it. Oh, more next time.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stephen, today is October 20th, my son's 40th birthday. My mind getting off of all this election nonsense, thinking about what's really important. He and his sister and my grandson and I are going to have a party for him tonight. I came here to celebrate his 40th birthday. It's really interesting to think back on. I mean, your mind obviously goes back to the time when he was born, his days as a youngster, the things that he went through, trial and tribulation. He was on this radio program for 4 or 5 years. He worked as a producer. He was on the air. He and Richie used to to get out of the old days. I've been doing this program. This month is the start of the 29th year of doing the Good Day program, which has become, in these hours, the DJV experience with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here. But I am wafting back a little. I'm in the studios of CRN, which is Jennifer's dad. She and her dad run this digital talk service here in the Valley, and I'm in their studios this morning, and I'm going around looking for food. Because at home, when I'm in my studio in my homes, I have the refrigerator is always full of fruit, and I eat that. Now all I can find are Reese's Pieces. And I don't want to overeat sugar, because I know later today when I have a party with my son and my daughter, there's going to be a lot of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to be conscious of that. But anyway, I sort of wafted off. I was just thinking about all of the things that in life he has done that were wonderful. I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in his life. There have been times when I wanted to throttle him. There have been times he used to say
happy birthday.
He would say things on the air that he knew would get me riled up. He loved when he was a teenager. These kids have both been on the radio since they were able to talk. Megan was on the radio off and on all through the years, and Brendan was too, as they were kids growing up. And they added some flavor and color and conversation to what we were doing. But Brendan is really a character, and he loved, even when he was in the teen years, he knew how to set me up. He knew how to push my buttons, and McFadden was a great foil for it, too. So the two of them would, you know, somehow behind the scenes, like you two do, you and Jennifer, talk behind the scenes and care about what you can do sometimes to just give me a little jolt. And they were just great. I mean, it was great theater. Actually, but I'm very, very proud of him and what he has done. I don't know, we should maybe post a picture of him. Well, you know what I'll do? We'll take some pictures tonight and we'll post them tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right? Take some with your new iPhone.
I got my new iPhone, yes.
Yep.
I feel like a kid. What in the world? How do people get so excited about something that's just a tool, basically?
But because it's a tool that can enhance every aspect of your life, practically.
I didn't like the Samsung thing, so I didn't use it. Now I'm finding that I kind of like this, but I'm not using it. I'm not going to let it take over my life like it does most of the people that I'm close to. They always have it with them. I mean, I've got it, but I don't have it on. I'm using it a little bit as a tool this morning. And I used it, actually, because I couldn't find my way from where I was staying to the studio. So I asked Siri where I was going, and she actually told me. When I asked Siri, gave her the address, mm-hmm. and she said, I'm not sure, but I think this is it. And the map came up on the screen, and that was what I needed.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're even making friends with Siri. This is so good.
Right. I want to make
so far.
Friends with Josette Duran. Josette Duran is a mother. She packs her son's lunch every day. A while ago, her son asked her mother to pack an extra lunch to bring to school, and she was doing it simply because he asked her to do it. She didn't ask any questions. She thought that he was hungry, so she made him two sandwiches instead of one. But the other day, she found out the truth.
Oh, no, this is going to be really cute, isn't it?
Yep. Albuquerque, New Mexico is where they live. She said to her son, son's name is Dylan, by the way, are you not getting enough food? Are you not getting full? And then the boy spilled the real reason why he needed the two bags. Mom, it isn't for me. It's for this boy who only eats a fruit cup. That's all he brings to lunch. So that's why I want you to make lunch for him. Can you keep making lunch for him?
Aww.
I don't think he has any money. And so the mother's heart opened up for her son. She was so proud of him. And these are the kind of stories. I hope this goes on hundreds, if not thousands of times a day in our country. I hope there are a lot of boys like this youngster and mothers, little kid. I mean, this kid's 11 years old. And so the mother went to the school after the son told her the story and wanted to pay for his lunch. And I guess now it's become something that you can see all over on social media. There's money being raised for these guys. And I think sometimes it's better off not to have it, the publicity, because then the kids get embarrassed and, you know, there is a certain amount of victimization here. You never can tell because people are so nasty sometimes. Some people are, and, you know, he gets bullied and teased and that sort of thing. You don't have enough money. I remember a
but
kid.
I think in this case, though, when something is, and this does happen a lot, but I think in a case where it goes public and it goes viral,
yeah,
and people start either a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe or however it is, I think in that case, you have to be a really crappy kid to want to bully someone that everyone is rallying around. You know, like that's, I don't know that this, I'm hoping and I'm hopeful that
yes,
this actually is inspiring other kids to reach out and help more kids.
Let's hope.
And I think more often than not, it does.
Yep, I think we have to have that attitude.
Yeah.
All right, now I want you to
believe in people. We have to, and we're losing that this year in this election, too.
Well, we've been losing it for a while.
I know, but it's...
This didn't just happen overnight. This stuff didn't just be... This is not just a one-year cycle. This is something that's been going on, and it partially is because of the technology that we just lauded with the iPhone, but there's a lot of negative stuff to that.
Yep.
However, I would not have known the story of Daniel Turducken Stinker Butt had I not had the ability to do a little research. He's also known as Daniel the Duck, and he's emotional support for Carla Fitzgerald, who has PTSD. PTSD, that's it.
Yeah.
Had a bad accident a couple of years ago. And so Daniel has risen to fame. And the reason I thought about this, I saw this yesterday, because when I got on the plane in Boston, there was a woman who had a dog who was an emotional, I used to do it, and it wasn't really real, and I admit to that, but this was real. And so I was thinking about this when I picked up the L.A. paper, and here's the story of this duck who goes with, she's been on a couple of flights this last month, one from her hometown of Milwaukee to Charlotte, and one from Charlotte to Asheville, North Carolina. So this lady has loved this duck, and he goes with her, and it happened that she needed to fly, so the duck's on the plane. And the duck's doing the quack, quack, and she's got a diaper.
The duck is wearing shoes. This is hilarious.
You see it?
Oh, my God. He's wearing little red booties.
Yep.
My God.
This is the first time she flew since her accident a couple of years ago. She's very nervous because people who have PTSD or whatever they call it.
PTSD.
Are not good in close confines in an airplane.
Yes.
It's a tin can in the air. It's not, they're not good for people who have claustrophobia. So she had the duck. Doctor wrote a letter attesting that Daniel was an important part of her treatment. She used the letter to get clearance to get on the plane. And so there you go. I mean, there are a lot of people who have therapy dogs and cats and that kind of stuff. She's got a duck, and God love her, and God love the duck.
Unbelievable. So
cute. Those red, see the little, you see your
little red booties?
Yeah,
oh
little
my
red
God,
booties.
So cute.
Yeah. And the duck, it looks cool. The duck itself looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the people on the plane absolutely loved it. It was very good, very cool stuff. All right, we like that.
What a great story.
Yep, good stuff. It's 43 minutes past the hour, DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, make the make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top! You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Now at 47 after the hour, let's check our television report. Anybody watch the new Hugh Laurie show last night? Dr. Chance, instead of Dr. House, it's Dr. Chance. It's on Hulu. He plays a doctor who is a neuropsychiatrist dealing with mental trauma, patients that have melancholy, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
I find it interesting that he's playing another
Another doctor. Yeah,
exactly.
House was such a great show. Did you watch that?
Yeah, it was a good show.
What a good show.
And the people that came along, all of those people who were basically discovered on that show have all become, the one guy is on Chicago Fire.
Uh-huh.
Olivia, what's her face, came
Olivia
out of
Olivia Wilde
show.
Turned into a massive movie star.
Right,
yeah.
Yep. The Pakistani kid who's now the press secretary on...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
designated survivor.
Yeah,
came out of that. Omar Epps, who's become quite a significant actor,
absolutely
in his own right. I think he had his own show earlier.
Yeah.
He came out of that. Who else that I can not off the top of my head remember?
Oh, and you know who else? The girl who played
McKennessy or Hennessy, something like that. Wasn't that her name?
I don't remember her name.
Love interest for a while.
She did.
The woman who ran the hospital?
The one who ran
Epstein?
The hospital. Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
I can't remember.
Yes.
Lori was, I don't remember her first name. Yeah, she's...
That's right. Lisa.
On to have her
Lisa
own,
Epstein?
Lisa Epstein, yeah.
Yeah. She now has a... she's on season 3 coming up on Bravo.
Really?
Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, which is a great show.
Good show.
Yeah,
all right, so what do we have?
The show is talented.
What do we have tonight?
Well, tonight we've got some... of course, we've got NFL, the Bears at Packers. That's on CBS tonight. A lot of really good shows tonight. If you don't want to watch football and you want to take your mind off of all things election, DC's Legend of Tomorrow is on the CW at 8. Grey's Anatomy is new tonight. Superstore is new. The Good Place, which is one of my favorite new comedies with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. Such an original show. Really funny. That's new tonight. Chicago Med is also new. And then when we get into a little bit later, past our bedtime, you've got Supernatural at 9, and then a few new shows, How to Get Away with Murder at 10 on ABC, and The Blacklist, which I think is a show you watch, right?
I do. I don't watch it. Right. We've been binge-watching it.
Yeah.
We get caught up on the first seasons, but even though there's too much violence in it, the stories are superb, and he's
superb. I love
James
Spader,
too. Great. And so
he's great.
And Megan, I think her name is Megan Kelly. 10 before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hey, it's Money Pit time. Money Pit.
There it is. I've done my singing for the morning. I sing for my breakfast, though, with Tommy Decay. Tom Kreitler, who got rave reviews last week when I asked you about whether there should be a person that designs kitchens?
Oh, a kitchen and bath designer, yes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah. So the immediate response on the email was, yay, Tommy the K. So, all right.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of projects, Doug. I mean, they seem like they're pretty simple and straightforward, you know, from the get-go. But there's a lot to know. And sometimes it's a good idea to bring in an architect or a design specialist like that to help you avoid mistakes.
Well, one of the things that is being questioned or proposed at the moment is soapstone as a countertop. That's one of the things about the kitchen and the new house, kind of ugly. And need something new. So I asked you about soapstone off of the air because one of my guys thought this would be a good, not crazy expensive way to have something reliable and something durable. Do you agree with that? Maybe a lot of people have questions about soapstone. They don't really know that much about it. So what is the story with it?
Well, I mean, it's just one of many countertop materials, and it's been around for a while, but I think the key really comes down to maintenance. Some of these higher-tech materials do need more maintenance. And even low-tech like granite, you know, that was popular for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But every 2, 3, 4 years, you know, you got to reseal that stuff. And mm-hmm. when it gets porous, it becomes very, very easy to stain it. So I think it's smart to look at these things.
I think if it's porous, there'd be a lot of chances for bacteria and things to get.
Well, that's probably a good point, too, yeah.
In there as well.
Not as much as, say, something like a butcher block top. I mean, people love butcher block tops, but that is a biological sponge, right?
An invitation, right? Yeah, don't do that. All right. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program answers some of your questions in a moment here.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
All right, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. A letter from Terry, who has a vented crawl space with ducts and water lines and a sump pump, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What would be the best way to protect the water line in the wintertime? Heat in the cellar? A heat in the crawl space?
Well, no, you don't want to heat it. You want to insulate those pipes. So there are types of insulation called pipe wrap insulation. There's the foam tubes. There's also fiberglass tubes, which are a little bit better. And the way they work is they're kind of slit on the side, Doug, and you slip mm-hmm. them over the pipes. And then there's pieces that you use or you cut on a 45-degree angle as if you were cutting trim for the corners. And then you tape them on. And they're pretty effective at, you know, keeping those lines inside that, you know, sort of heated space, that warm
area. You must just moved into this
insulation.
House. And it didn't, this has got to be an older house, right?
Wouldn't well, not necessarily. Think? No, vented crawl spaces are not unusual. But the thing is, in the wintertime, that's the one time you should be closing those vents, by the way. Mm-hmm. Generally, you want to keep them closed from, like, December till February, March, you know, about a third of the year.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the year, you leave it open so you have good mm-hmm. ventilation. You can keep
right.
it dry. But just insulate those lines, Terry, and then keep the vents closed in the winter. You should be good to go. And by the way, put also a vapor barrier across the crawl space floor to keep the humidity and moisture from coming up.
Quick question from Dennis. Is there a way to remove tarnish from brass? Isn't there brass cleaner? Don't you can't just use a brass
yeah,
cleaner?
Yeah, you certainly can use a brass cleaner, but if it's not too bad, I'll give you a trick of the trade. Fresh lemon and salt works really well. You can put lemon juice on it and then sort of sprinkle some salt over it, rub it in, and it's amazing. It melts it right away.
Right. That's incredible because I grew up at the beach and anything brass in our house was constantly tarnished from the salt air.
Yeah,
you don't want to keep rubbing the polish on it if you have another option. So try it. You'd be very pleasantly surprised.
Tom Kreidler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on hundreds of stations around the country every weekend. Always good to have him here with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.